The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. This is going to be a follow-up episode to our one that aired a couple weeks ago on autoimmune disorders. And this autoimmune disorder stuff is such a blossoming field in terms of research and really giving the person who has one of these autoimmune disorders, of which there are many different ones, real hope to not just suppress it, not just deal with only symptoms, but to actually do things that can actually turn it off. And it's kind of like a switch that it can be turned off. And we're going to share actual cases today from my clinical practice of patients where we're able to do just that thing, or at least get them on the right track to switching it off. So just in a little bit of review from our last session, we talked a fair amount about what research is really showing to be kind of the main condition that seems to be causing a lot of these autoimmune disorders. Remember that 70% of the human immune system is housed in the gut. And so when the autoimmune disorder develops, which is a problem in the immune system, that ought to be the place that we begin to look to see what went wrong, what became dysfunctional in the gut that led to the breakdown in the immune system, whereby now the person who has an autoimmune disorder, their immune system is literally attacking certain parts of them, be it their organs, their glands, their skin, their bones, their joints, their heart, whatever. And so something has caused that immune system to be turned on and activated against themselves. And increasingly, research is showing that that condition is called leaky gut syndrome. The technical name they now use it for it is called increased intestinal hyperpermeability. All that means in English is there's been a kind of a breakdown, if you will, in the lining of the gut, whereby all the toxins, the bacteria, the larger protein particles, the stuff that would normally get eliminated is now kind of leaking back into the system because the border wall, the defense lining has become porous or leaky, as they say. And when those particles enter back into circulation, your body begins to treat them as foreign invaders. And many times what happens, though, when the immune system goes on attack is it goes and attacks these foreign invaders, but many times certain parts of our body get caught in a crossfire. So, for instance, if some of these things, these particles that have leaked from the gut end up by the thyroid and your immune system begins to mount an attack there, well, guess what gets caught in the crossfire? Your thyroid, and then you might get a condition called Graves' disease or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. If it starts to attack just locally around your intestinal tract, you might get a condition called ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And so you get the picture, I hope. It's a little more complex than what I'm actually portraying here. But the bottom line is, the immune system has gone awry in the sense that it has begun to attack you. So we need to be able to cut the problem off at its root source. And so last time we talked about testing that we can do to help to figure out what went wrong. And we talked about how we do food sensitivity testing, that's specifically a test called a Food Safe 95 test or a Food Safe 190 test, where it looks at specific foods in the diet to see, are any of them causing reactions in the immune system or triggering immune system responses that might be inflaming or damaging that gut lining. And also we talked about doing a specific test called an intestinal antigenic permeability screen. It's a beautiful functional medicine test that looks to see if indeed there is leaky gut. And once we're armed with that information, then we know that's what we got to go after, is fixing that gut lining. We talked about a test called a multiple autoimmune reactivity screen, whereby it looks at markers of antibodies, and it can look to see where the autoimmune disorder, if there is one, where it's attacking in the body. In other words, what tissues it is affecting. Many times people that have autoimmune disorder have more than one and don't even know it sometimes, whereby the autoimmune disorder or disorders are attacking more than one area in the body. And then we also talked about a test called a comprehensive digestive stool analysis, whereby we look closely with that to see what are the levels of bacteria in the intestinal tract. In other words, there's friendly guys or beneficial bacteria, and then there are some that are pathological or dysbiotic, as they're called. They're kind of the bad guys. Sometimes what's happened in developing leaky gut is that these good and bad guys have got out of balance. So we look at that closely. We look at markers of inflammation with this in the gut. We look to see what the immune function locally in the gut is too. And that is a critical piece of information, because remember, with 70% of the human immune system being housed in the gut, we want to know exactly what's happening in the gut. So if you got a question about this topic, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or give us an email at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you go onto our website, you'll find a tab that says Treat the Cause. And if you click on that, you'll have a link to all of our past episodes of Treat the Cause. And I think you'll find many of them quite informational, and there's a pretty good variety of topics starting to build up in that library. We're going to turn next to some actual cases from my clinical practice. And don't get me wrong when I talk about these things. There's a conventional approach and then there's a functional medicine approach, and neither is right and neither is wrong. I'm just saying that there's two different ways to approach some of these similar problems, and that the conventional approach to autoimmunity is typically to give some type of an immune suppressant. In other words, the immune system is attacking that person's tissue, whatever it is. We're going to give some type of drug to just knock the immune system down. And that can be of value in the sense that many times it does turn down the problem. It does help them with some unwanted symptoms. They many times feel better. However, where it falls a little short is that it does not actually fix the underlying problem of why the immune system went haywire in the first place. The other thing that is commonly given to somebody that has an autoimmune disorder are steroid medications, things like prednisone. And most of these autoimmune disorders have inflammation as part of it, because the immune system is activated. That causes a lot of inflammation in the body. So they give something to powerfully knock that inflammation down. Great. I'm all for that approach. But again, it doesn't take care of the reason why the inflammation got there in the first place. It just suppresses it. So once a person goes off of these powerful drugs, their symptoms many times return quite quickly. And the other problem being that many times when you suppress the immune system, guess what? It leaves you vulnerable to many other types of conditions, including cancer. And I shared a case of that last time we were on air. This first case is of a patient, a 43-year-old male, who was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis. And it was affecting his joints. He had painful inflamed joints. It was affecting his skin. He had outbreaks on his skin. He also had some other strange conditions. He had this condition where he'd get tachycardia, his heart would race, he'd get heart palpitations. He had a lot of digestive disorders. And he was on the powerful drug Humira, which is an immune suppressant drug. And it did help him some. But bottom line is, he at many times was just flat miserable. He felt awful. He felt sick. His energy was poor. His digestion was in the trash dump. It wasn't good. And he came to me because he wanted to try to find the root cause of what was causing his autoimmune disorder. And so we did several tests on him. Some of the ones that we've outlined already. We did a food safe test on him. And with that, we were looking to see if he had any, if he had any sensitivities to any foods that might be triggering immune system reactions in him. And we found some very key ones. He had a severe sensitivity to dairy, to beef, to eggs, to wheat, and to garlic. So kind of a mixture of different foods there. And none of that he knew. But these were foods that really lit up like a Christmas tree when we did testing on him. Secondly, we did a test called a multiple autoimmune reactivity screen. And this test, which I've done on many patients, I've never seen it light up more than I have on this patient. He didn't just have autoimmune disorder affecting his joints, the psoriatic, but he also had autoimmunity affecting his thyroid gland, his cardiovascular system, which I think is the reason why he had heart problems, his muscles, his tendons, his joints, his ligaments, his bones, and even his brain. So he had multiple areas of his body that were under attack where he was producing antibodies. And so not nearly the full scope of his autoimmune disorder had been diagnosed to this point. And if this had never been caught or tested properly, he would never know that all these other parts of his body were under attack. We also did some testing on him to see if gluten was a problem. And we found that he indeed had a condition called celiac disease, which is another form of an autoimmune disorder. And then we finally did another test on him called an intestinal antigenic permeability screen. That's the test we've talked about before, that test to see if a person has leaky gut syndrome. And off the charts. The test was big time positive. It showed that he had leaky gut. It also showed that his gut was actually releasing bacteria back into his system called lipopolysaccharides, and they were releasing endotoxins into his body. Basically, these bacteria were really making him feel miserable and sick. So this guy is he's 43, he's young, but he's lost his health, and he's miserable, and even though he was on an immune suppressant drug, he had all these other underlying factors that led to the development of his condition. Long story short, we've been working with this gentleman for a while now. He's cleaned up his diet like a champ. He's cut out some of these foods that he reacted negatively to. We got him on some supplementation support to try to fix the damage done in his gut. We got him off of gluten, and we are correcting some of the nutrient deficiencies that he's developed because of his bad gut health over the years. And I won't report to you that this man is perfect. This is going to be a process, but he's improved substantially. He has less aches and pains. His skin is starting to clear up. His heart condition, that he'd had those palpitations and tachycardia where it was beating too fast. Guess what? No more attacks of that. So we're starting to shut off the switches that have led to his autoimmune disorder. And once all these switches get turned off, his immune system over time is going to settle down and it's going to eventually get to a point where it goes into remission, or in other words, the immune system will stop launching the attack on himself. But it's a process to get this whole thing to turn down. But if we had not done these functional medicine tests on him, he would have all these other underlying factors and conditions that would never have been addressed. And that is the power of functional medicine, finding and treating the root cause. That's a pretty complex case. I'm going to share just a few other cases now of a little more straightforward presentations. This is a case of a 35-year-old female with severe rheumatoid arthritis, and she was under the management of a rheumatologist and traditional approach there. She was trying her best to avoid being on drugs because she wanted to take a more natural approach. And some people choose that. Some people choose to go on the drugs. I have no problem either way with that. All I'm for is let's find the root cause. And so we did some testing on her. We did a food sensitivity test and found she had problem with turkey, not good during Thanksgiving time, and gluten. And we did a intestinal antigenic permeability screen on her, and we found that she had big time leaky gut. Oh, big surprise there, huh? That is the underlying cause of most of these autoimmune disorders. And we also did a unique test on her called a micronutrient test. We wanted to see if she had any specific nutrient deficiencies that could be contributing to her condition. Long story short, she cleaned up a couple things in her diet that were triggering immune responses in her body. We found she had a vitamin B12, a vitamin D, a vitamin C deficiency, so we put her on those things. By the way, not all, but almost all people that have autoimmune disorders have vitamin D deficiency. That seems to be one of the key factors in balancing the immune system back out, is to get people with autoimmune disorders on vitamin D. We also put her on a protocol to help fix the leaky gut. And that was things like high dosages of vitamin D. We put her on a supplement called Glutagenics, which contains the amino acid glutamine, which is very helpful in repairing the damage done to the gut lining. In other words, her autoimmune disorder, even though it was affecting her joints in the case of rheumatoid arthritis, the underlying root cause was in the gut. That's where it began. So if you were to only take the conventional approach to take maybe anti-inflammatory medication to reduce the inflammation in the joints, you would be helping with the pain, but you wouldn't be treating the root cause. If you only took an immune suppressant drug to calm the immune system down, but you didn't fix the breach in the gut or to clean up the diet of the food sensitivities that were triggering some of these problems in the first place, you would not get anywhere in the long run. Short term, yes, you might feel better, but you're not really any healthier for it. And so this was a case where we got this woman on the right track. Hopefully over time, her immune system will settle down as we repair some of the damage in her gut and she'll begin to feel better. Next case was a 33-year-old female who came to me with symptoms of anxiety, lack of energy. She just had very little drive or motivation left. She had a history of some thyroid problems, and she'd actually been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. But what was missed with her is the thyroid testing that she had was very incomplete. And I suspected potentially that maybe she had an autoimmune disorder that was affecting her thyroid. So we did some more in-depth testing of her thyroid to see, was that the case? Was there an autoimmune component to her thyroid problems? And sure enough, markers or antibodies to her own thyroid showed up in the blood testing that we did. And we were able to make a diagnosis of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And so guess what she also has, though? She has gut problems. She has digestive issues. And so now that we have diagnosed She indeed has an autoimmune disorder of her thyroid, which can cause, by the way, all these symptoms of lack of energy, anxiety, lack of drive. And so, yeah, she's taken some drug to help to support her thyroid hormone production, but it's not going to get her anywhere in the long run if she doesn't fix the root cause of the autoimmune disorder, which is in her gut. So in her case, I'm having her do some reading before we do any further testing. I'm having her read a book called The Autoimmune Fix. And I would encourage all my listeners now to write that book down. If you have an autoimmune disorder, or if you know someone that does, or a friend or family, write the book down, The Autoimmune Fix by Dr. Tom O'Brien. O'Brien. Dr. Tom O'Brien. Best book I've ever read on the topic. He shares how these autoimmune disorders develop and how to turn off the switch, if you will, to turn down the immune response and to get these people to a point where they can not just live with their autoimmune disorders, but to, in many cases, to overcome it, to actually fix the root cause of the problem. I'm going to share two other cases with you really quickly here as we get close to the end of our show. Had an 11-year-old female that was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. She saw her gastroenterologist. She had horrific bloody diarrhea, stomach pains, low energy, and he put her on an immune suppressant drug. And fine, she was helped with that approach, but she still didn't feel that well. And so we did some testing on her. Food sensitivity testing showed severe sensitivity to dairy, eggs, gluten, wheat, barley, red grapes, pumpkin. So she had lots of underlying food issues that were triggering her problem. We did a test on her to see if she had leaky gut. Sure enough, it showed up, lit up like a Christmas tree. We did a comprehensive digestive stool analysis on her, so she had imbalances in her good and bad bacteria. The bad guys were kind of winning out. She had an overgrowth of yeast in her intestinal tract. And she we put her on a protocol to clean up her diet. She did it great with the help of her parents. We put her on a protocol to help to support her gut health, to get balance back there, to kill off some of the bad guys and to build up some of the good guys. And she has done wonderfully. Her digestive symptoms have calmed down. Her abdominal pain has gone away. She has her energy back. And her gastroenterologist has said, we don't usually see cases that are this bad that do this well. Usually the drugs work to knock it down, but not as well as they did in this case, because we were, in her case, getting to the root cause of some of her problems, and she began to not only feel better, but actually to heal of the problem. Final case was a case of several years ago of clinical practice, even before I did a lot of functional medicine work, a case of a gal that was 44 that had ulcerative colitis, bloody, painful, diarrhea, miserable. She just felt awful. And the only test we did on her at that time was food sensitivity testing. And she had multiple food sensitivities. And she was one of the best patients I've ever seen over the years. She just cleaned up her diet. And it was like she, within a few months of doing that, it was literally like she was a new person. Her painful abdomen settled down. Her bloody diarrhea calmed way down. She lost some weight. She felt like herself again and was able to start to wean down on some of her medication. So these are just some cases, and we've had multiple of these over the years, of people who had autoimmune disorders, who went through functional medicine, wanted a different approach, wanted to find the root cause of their problem, and we were able to. So in conclusion, I would say, if you have autoimmune disorder, don't just settle for symptom suppression. Look to find the root cause. Read the book, The Autoimmune Fix by Dr. Tom O'Brien. Find somebody that is well-versed and trained in functional medicine, and get the appropriate functional medicine tests and find out what your root cause is, and then work to try to fix that. That's the power of functional medicine. If you want to get started with this approach, look on our website at redrockchiro.com, and you'll find a tab for functional medicine. If you have interest in starting process, there's a questionnaire that can be filled out either through our website or by calling our office, and we can email a link to you that will access you to that website. And we are here to help. We are here to help you to overcome these types of problems. We are here to help you, to give you inspiration, encouragement, and hope that there is a fix for many of these autoimmune disorders, and that fix usually involves finding the problem in the gut and healing and fixing the damage that has been done there. I would invite you to join us for our next episode of Treat the Cause, which will air on the 8th of December on KLGR here. And we're going to talk about the big granddaddy of all nerve conditions that seems to affect so many people, called carpal tunnel syndrome. And then we're going to talk about a couple other less known nerve conditions, called one called tarsal tunnel syndrome and one called cubital tunnel syndrome. Bottom line is, they're all entrapped nerves, just different locations in the body. We're going to share how we diagnose those, how we treat those, and share cases from our practice of people that we've successfully done that on. Thank you for joining me for our episode of Treat the Cause today. I look forward to continuing to bring you these episodes, and I hope you find them educational and inspirational, and that they bring you hope.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.